on the next episode of Sip Suds and Smokes.
So Umami Cigars is a newer cigar brand that we ran into at PCA 2025 and
the Premium Cigar Association trade show.
Amin has been an entrepreneur with a deep passion for cigars. He began his cigar journey back in the early 2000s after long years of experience. He decided to go all in with his own cigar brand. Now with his team and his factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, making some of the most premium quality cigars in the industry. Armin says, "We dedicated our brand to bringing a variety of premium cigars for quality for anyone, for anyone's palates, with 16 different cigars and adding 12 more to the lineup by 2025.
Really great product line all the way across.
Yeah, these guys are going to do very well, very well.
We'll be right back after this break. Almost live from the Dude in the Basement Studios. Why? Because that's where the good stuff is. It's Sips, Suds, and Smokes with your smoking host, the good old boys. Hey man, got a light? It's time for Smokes.
Hey, welcome to the Smokes episode where everything good in life is worth discussing.
I can't read the
struggle today.
I can't read them big words.
So I'm good old boy Barger. To my left is good old boy Benjamin.
What up?
To his left is good old boy Mike.
I think it's the cheesecake that you're inhaling that is causing the problem. What was it, cinnamon roll?
It's funnel cake.
It doesn't work on this side of the room.
Okay? We're at the fair. Anyway, that's good old boy Mike, everybody.
Yeah, that's him.
And then good old boy Bobbert's in the corner. And then we've got good old boy Rich.
That's me.
All right. Well, we are the best thing on at 2 a.m., right before you run out of beer, and right after you stubbed your pinky toe on that coffee table.
Oh!
Yeah, we all know what that feels like.
Ooh.
As you know, and I hope you know, our smoke segments are all about cigars and, well, anything that can be smoked. Meats, whatever you want to smoke. Pause for drama. Yep, and for today's segment, drum roll please. We're going to go and give you Umami Cigars. So strap on and hang in tight. We're going to have fun today. But don't worry, if you miss anything, you can download the full episode from wherever you listen to podcasts. But before we dive in the shallow end of the pool without our helmet, remember the buddy system. Mm. Where's your buddy?
Well, what kind of lube do you want this time, Rich? Because I put Pina Colada in my left hand.
Yeah. No wonder I smelled that.
Butter.
That's right. If you're a cigar newbie, fret not. We got you covered in the Cigar 101 episode.
I will only drink.
Smell the glove.
I will only smell Robustos.
Episode where all the cigar speak will be decoded. Just search for Sip Suds and Smokes. Smell my foot. Episode should pop right up. Follow the link in the show notes. Today, our smokes rating, we will be discussing these and rating them with our Sip Suds and Smokes ratings 1 through 5, plus our signature sounds. Here's a sample. All right, so let's get in here and talk about Umami Cigars for a second.
Numero 3.
So Umami Cigars is a newer cigar brand that we ran into at PCA 2025. And
the Premium Cigar Association trade show.
Okay, the Premium Cigar Association trade show in New Orleans this year.
Y'all ain't from around here, are you?
No. No, we're not.
You got a pretty mouth.
Armin, Amin is his name, not Armin. I don't know why I put an R in there. That's what Amin has been an entrepreneur with a deep passion for cigars. He began his cigar journey back in the early 2000s after long years of experience. He decided to go all in with his own cigar brand. Now with his team and his factory in Esteli, Nicaragua, making some of the most premium quality cigars in the industry. Armin says, "We dedicated our brand to bringing a variety of premium cigars for quality for anyone, for anyone's palates, with 16 different cigars and adding 12 more to the lineup by 2025.
Now I see why you put an R in there.
Yeah, I did.
It's on the script. He'll read anything.
I will read
it. Just put it in front of him. Can't he'll read it.
You know Ron is already reading on the teleprompter.
Human being.
Good job today, guys. Good job.
At don't altitude, put, I don't cannot
don't put it
read.
On the teleprompter, guys. I'll read it, I promise you. But we're going to get started with the Cyrus King of Kings Connecticut Grand Toro cigar. Well, Benjamin, why don't you tell us a little bit about that?
Pull us out of the ditch, Benjamin.
Good luck.
I got my winch.
Put down the show.
The Cyrus King of Kings Connecticut Grand Toro. It's a 6.25 by 54 Grand Toro.
Are you talking about girth again?
They were going to be demonstrating how to measure girth. Girth is a very important measurement when determining sizes. First, take your tape measure, place it at the center of the shoulder, bring it down through the crotch, and back up again.
Oh. And so, how many square foot is that,
Barbara? I don't know.
Is that how you measure girth square footage?
I don't want to talk about it.
So the filler on this Cyrus King of Kings Connecticut is Bolado Esteli Habano. The binder's Carajo Deslorado, and the wrapper is Connecticut Desflorado from Ecuador, Pilon. So this one's a really nice Connecticut. I think that my favorite thing about this Connecticut, it was a first of the day coffee experience for me, which is always appreciated. A little bit of subtle spice ran through this thing, but I think this is a spot on for maybe like the heavier cigar smokers, Connecticut, right? Because it's like a medium to mild, right? So it's got some cool body to it, and great way to start your day.
Yeah, I guess the thing that I was kind of hopping in is thinking that, well, this is a Cuban, this is Habano style, Connecticut, and it's like, okay, so. I mean, what were they aiming for? That really kind of aligns with that. La Gloria, really kind of comes to mind. But I don't really think of, a lot of Connecticuts that are on the market today are really cut in that, Cubano style.
Punchy, medium body.
They don't have that much spice forward. Usually when they come around. They're like, puffy, marshmallow, stuffed with vanilla and a lot of other, it's great things, but I'm just saying that your brain says one thing and this cigar is something that is not like the others.
I actually shy away from Connecticut's most of the time. There's been very few recently that, good broadleafs that I really enjoy. And actually I enjoyed this Connecticut.
Yeah, I think it was the novelty, that I think probably was definitely getting to me of going, my brain is wired one way, but I really like the cigar, which is not what, I think if you were just to say Habano style Connecticut, I don't know that everybody, at least in the U.S. market, would be lined up to say, oh, well, I know exactly what you're right. aiming for. They're going to think Davidoff all day long, So I think what actually is a good thing is to kind of catch people off guard from the connection of the description of the product to actually, what it was. Mm-hmm. So,
Well, what do you think, Rich?
This one didn't hit it for me. I just wasn't. Wow. Yeah. I wasn't feeling it. I don't
Next.
Know.
Yeah. I'm just kidding. That's enough out of you, Rich.
Yeah. Hanging a band once again.
It's all right. It's okay. I still love you, Rich.
Yeah.
Gotta be a contrarian. Gotta say what's opposite. Everybody else.
I love it.
It's good. It was okay. I just wasn't. It wasn't.
But that just shows taste subjective.
Taste is subjective. I'm not a big, Connecticut. I don't reach for a Connecticut all the time.
You don't walk into a shop and go, I like a Cubano style Connecticut, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, but
it's over there in the Davidoff.
That's right. Well, yeah.
Right.
Everything's in the Davidoff in certain places.
Because it's the whole freaking wall.
Yeah.
They have a huge wall. But anyway, yeah. Enough about Davidoff.
Yeah. No, but it was, it was okay. I wasn't really, it didn't really like bring out anything that I thought was definitely interesting.
Hmm. Well, what are we going to give this one, guys? We're going to give it a 4.
Hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. And like we say all the time here, folks,
magnificent.
Taste is subjective, and I always miss that cue. Taste is subjective, but listen, try these things. What do you got to say?
I had a few more things to add. I really love the burn line and the draw on this. It was really, really good.
Is one thing that we're going to talk about after the break, and that was really at the forefront of this entire frickin' line.
Yeah.
And that was just so good. We'll be right back, folks.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the line of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing. We've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes, our smoke segments. We are going over Imami cigars, and let us just jump right into this. Mike hit the nail on the head over here right before the break about construction. Construction wise, have absolutely nothing to say about this brand.
These things are bulletproof.
I'm telling you, every cigar that I smoked had a perfect burn line. The ash held, and it consistent all the way through.
Yeah, that is very true.
He must be a wizard.
There was one cigar I had that, you know, was a little off from that. From their own high mark, you know, and so I think that was, you know, part of they were a victim of their own success.
But, sure.
You know, it was almost every single stick, you know, that I picked up. It felt great in the hand. I always found the burn lines to just be, you know, incredibly consistent. I don't think if I say the word canoe at all today, I would be incredibly shocked because I didn't.
You'd be talking about the Harpeth River, right?
You was rowing your other boat on the last episode.
Yeah.
I would agree. The construction was great. Burn was great. Ash was great. More to come. I mean,
instead of saying that for, you know, 5 or 6 sticks a day.
Yeah, let's just blanket that out there.
Yeah, I would just absolutely say that, you know, if those things to you, and they're very irritating to me.
Oh, 100%. Nobody wants to work on a cigar that they have to pay $20 for.
Absolutely.
You know?
who was serving who here?
Right.
I actually found myself, you know, like out on the back porch smoking through this line, and I would set it down to go do something else, run in the house, refill a drink, whatever. And,
exactly.
And almost kind of like forget about it, right?
Yeah.
You're just enjoying it.
And I come
it
back
so much,
and I'm like, oh, and my thing God, was still lit. Still lit. Wow. Yeah, I know.
Yeah. And just right back to smoking.
I was like, where has this been my whole life? Yes. I was like, this is the way it's supposed to be.
I got them started, and I don't think I touched a torch or a match or anything at all through that whole hour and a half.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So let's get up here. Mike, talk to us about the Petra.
So the Petra, it's called the Carved from Stone Maduro Torpedo. It is, the wrapper is Habano Oscuro Pilon. The filler is Bolada Jalapa. The Seco is Esteli Criollo. And the Ligero is Jalapa Habano. really interesting for sure. A couple of my own notes here about this. Nice and balanced.
Yeah.
A bit sweet. I am going to have nothing but crushing great things to say about this cigar.
Yeah.
Can I have another?
He's swooning.
Well, you were talking to us about the 1985 Petra concert you went to.
Yeah.
It brought up your memories, right?
Yeah.
Or was that Rich's 1985?
I think in the Petra middle
concert.
Of having this.
He's going to make me
were
sad.
You guys really? At the same one?
No.
Was that the same concert?
In the middle of having this really great Maduro, I went and grabbed something that I thought might be a good choice of pairing. And I have to say that it is one of those magical moments where I was like, oh my gosh, the heavens have completely opened up and welcomed my palate into just a moment of bliss. So I grabbed
he's got the vapors.
He's got the vapors.
He has vapors. Oh my. So I went and grabbed a Kalila's scotch. It's 12-year from an independent bottler that you may not know, which is called Fergan Harris.
Can you say that a little faster?
Yeah.
Can you say that on the radio?
Yeah.
The very unique aspect of this particular Kalila, it was actually finished off in a Brunello, wine. And it was just absolutely magical. I just even had to pause myself. I was like, okay, I can't believe that I have slapped two things together that work really this well. And so I haven't told,
since that drag show.
Well, one is that particular wine is I knew the scotch already incredibly well, and there's not a lot of people that use Brunello as a finishing, barrel for scotch. And I really thought that was going to be a great choice. It was better than great. I mean, it was just absolutely stunning.
What do you think?
This thing is dessert wrapped in a tobacco leaf.
There you go.
Smooth, these big, like beautiful oily notes all the way through this thing. It also, the smoke concentration here, it's a big oily kind of velvety smoke as well. So the retro hell is just as smooth.
It was.
Yeah. The retro was fantastic.
Yeah. It's one of those things where, I use it as a tool to try to look for some complexity and some nuance, and kind of found myself enjoying it a whole lot.
Yeah. Rich?
Absolutely. 100% everything. Well, I don't want to go as far as Mike did. I think he had some sort of
transcendental
experience
existential
over here.
Yes. There.
But no, I really enjoyed it. Everything you said. I had a little, I tasted a little bit of cocoa, some coffee for me. So it's great.
Yeah. I absolutely love this cigar. I mean, I've got nothing bad to say.
So I guess
doesn't have anything good to say either.
So one question I'll throw out.
I love it.
So, we have reference standards with a lot of other products. Would you consider this like the reference standard for what Maduros can be?
This could good? Absolutely be a control point.
200%. I really think so.
Yeah.
I mean, I would absolutely put it in the top five Maduros I've ever had.
Well, I can bet you, I can tell you what we're going to rate it here.
Oh, yeah, hands
down. Everybody gives it a five.
Because that is exactly how many boxes of this Maduro that they should send to us.
Yeah, I will. Yeah.
If they send us five boxes.
There you go.
Robert, I'm taking your app.
Did they give us a...
Do we get that's the lawyer in him.
We get a Petra album with that?
I have to take my 33 and a third somewhere.
That's right. All right, so Benjamin, tell us about the Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro.
Yeah, the Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro, another 6.25x54 here. Wrapper is going to be Habano from Cuenca, Ecuador, Pilon. Filler is Bolado San Isidro, Seco Esteli Habano Desflorado, and the Lajero is Sumatra. This one was very enjoyable, just like the rest of the line, right? Like, same. I can't say enough about razor edge burn line. Nice, heavy, oily smoke through this. Habano always kind of piques my interest because I do enjoy the heavier spice complexity from a lot of cigars. It's just in my wheelhouse.
And I think it's a moment where I have a lot of optimism.
Yeah,
that would be how I would describe an Habano.
However, the Diamond Series here for me didn't deliver that real big spice bomb that I was expecting. It
subtle.
Yeah, very, very subtle. Even on the retro, didn't knock you down. It didn't leave that kind of, you know, like red pepper in your nose at all. Yeah. But that being said, it's definitely still a really solid production for me, Mommy.
All right. Mommy. All right. What about you?
I agree. I didn't find it. I mean, it was enjoyable, but it was pretty light and smooth. So, yeah, I'd go back to it, but I didn't find it to be like extremely.
We'll be right back.
Yes.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. We hope you enjoyed those commercials. This is good old boy Barger with Sip, Suds, and Smokes in our smoke segments, going over anything you can smoke. Today we're talking about Imami cigars. And Benjamin, why don't you tell us about the Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro?
Yeah, absolutely. So this Diamond Series Habano Gran Toro is a 6.25x54. The wrapper is Habano from Cuenca, Ecuador, Pilon. The filler is Bolado San Isidro. Seco here is Esteli Habano Desflorado. And the Lajero is Sumatra. When I see Habano, right, I think big, bold, spicy notes. Honestly, one of my favorite blends. I'm a big spice forward, you know, mm-hmm. give me all the black pepper, red pepper, jalapeno notes yep. that you can get into a cigar. And this thing didn't have that big, booming, overwhelming spice. It was very subtle. It was consistent all the way through, but even on the retro hell, it didn't really pick up a whole lot. Still just kind of left that, like, just kind of tingle of black pepper on the back end.
Yeah.
But that being said, still an incredible smoke. I can't say enough about Imami Cigars and putting these things together.
Yeah. No, this one was a little, to me, it was it definitely smooth, but a very light smoke, in my opinion. You know, so it wasn't necessarily my favorite, because I'm like you. I like the big flavors. I like the big boldness. I like the spice. This is more of a easy, maybe an early morning smoke, something like that.
Oh, yeah. Big time early morning. Yeah. I'd start my day with this.
Yeah, I like this one as a Habano as well.
Subtle.
You know, it was definitely subtle, but, you know, construction, soft. Quality, everything just perfect, spot on with a cigar.
Well, you know, I think that's, you know, what I enjoyed about this was just all these, you know, subtle elements that were kind of bringing this around. And, you know, I think that, you know, from a sense of balance, I don't know that every, you know, Nika has to be just jacked up, you know, the whole time.
Fair enough.
And, you know, I think that there are definitely a group of people, I'm raising my hand, that, you know, I'd like balance as opposed to these, you know, incredibly overarching, you know, these very high spice, you know, Nicaragua, you know, style, you know, cigars all the time. And I'm I'm that person who would go, I would like to have something that has that flavor, but it's just not jacked up. And that's, you know, what I really enjoyed about this particular cigar was just all those really subtle elements to them. I actually paired this, you know, with a Real McCoy rum, their 12-year. And, you know, it was just okay. It probably wasn't, you know, and I think it was just that subtle on top of subtle component. Yeah. It needed something that was distinctive to kind of jump out and, you know, kind of drive a bit more flavor profile, you know, sure, through it all. But I would absolutely go back to this stick, yeah, all day long.
And I wonder if it's the Sumatra that's toning back the Habano,
yeah,
through that blend.
Possibly. Right?
The Sumatra's leading with more of those kind of like milder, almost like sweet flavors.
Yeah.
Maybe a little bit of those kind of like cinnamon floral notes.
If that's the case, then cinnamon. Please, other people, yeah, copy that. Would have, yeah, no problem with that
cinnamon
at all.
Cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what do we give it, boys?
Yeah, all day long.
Out of four.
For sure. Yeah. So, all right.
Mike, you're going to go as
four.
Magnificent.
All right, Mike's, good old boy Mike's going to talk to us about the La Bella Victoria.
Yeah, so La Bella Victoria Maduro Turo. This was a 6x50. The wrapper is a Maduro San Andreas Mexican Pilon. The filler is a Boludo Esteli Habano. The Seco is Esteli Criollo. The Ligero is Esteli Habano Top Premier 102, which I hadn't heard of before. So I'd be really quite
just put
curious.
Numbers to be fancy.
Yes. Or to just that was, it's, go, really? Man?
It's one above the 101.
Yeah, it's, yeah, one above.
But the 101. This one goes to 102.
It's one louder.
It's the next row isn't over, it? Man. Yeah, so.
That's right.
Yeah, for sure.
I absolutely love this cigar.
Yeah, just really fantastic. Go ahead.
A keep good on it there. Maduro, smoker's Maduro. Mm. Like, just the bell of the ball. You know, it really was for me. It was the full body, spicy, just powerhouse of a cigar. The burn quality. It had that real white ashy ash to it, you know, that
ashy ash.
Well, it had that real like white. The what is it? Potassium in the soil makes the ash white. Mm-hmm. You know, the real rich soil that you could just tell where those leaves came from. That just kept that ash nice and tight and together. You know, I actually had to like break the ash off of mine.
A lot of these.
Yeah.
Well, and I think we touched on it with the Petra too, where maybe like the Petra is the bar for Maduros, right?
Yeah.
And this one with that San Andreas wrapper brings that nice sprinkle of spice and pepper,
right,
that takes a Maduro from being what you expect to then exceeding that expectation.
Yeah.
Right. And so this is, I think you nailed it. If you're a Maduro smoker and you're looking for something that's really going to, you know, pack the punch and hit the notes that you're looking for,
yeah,
then this La Bella Victoria is definitely one you should find today.
I, yeah, got it. I got a distinct black pepper
big time
flavor on that, which, you know, it's in my palate. Love that. It did smooth out after a while, but it was still very flavorful, very spicy, which, you know, when we're talking about the Grand Turo as being kind of mellow and, you know, not really my cup. This is my cup of tea.
Yeah.
This is the one that I would go to and smoke most of the time.
Sure.
Just because it has so much flavor in it. And that's what I want out of a cigar.
I even think the size matters in this. The 6x50, that 50 ring gauge is just a golden zone. You know, 48 to 50 is, for me, is just that golden zone of flavor.
And a couple more things to add to our discussion. This particular stick was a tad crispy for me. And, you know, I thought that it was a good, solid, average, you know, Maduro. Had, like, again, these very subtle, you know, spice hints with the, you know, touch of leather, you know, as well around it. I actually paired this with another rum.
Fake McCoy?
The Black Tot 2024 Masters Blend, which is a fabulous, you know, rum. I mean, easily. I thought it was working well, you know, the two of these together, but it just, you know, I don't know. Compared to the other Maduro, I would actually go back to the other one. This was okay.
So well, what are we giving it? We got a 4.
All right.
Magnificent.
So we're going to get some story time in right quick before we go to commercial. Remember meeting Amina at
Absolutely.
The PCA? Mm-hmm. I remember walking up and being like, okay, this booth is, this guy's a little flashy, you know, got the big sunglasses on with great merch. They were all wearing shirts and had hats that said it, but their logo and all the colors on their table, I was like, what is this? And then when I started talking to him, man, that dude was just so happy to see us.
Yeah.
And just so happy that we were there. And what was great about it is, you know, we've touched on it before. When we're at these, you know, that Premier Cigar Association trade show, we're, it's like 50-50 are happy we're there. The other 50 could care less.
Yeah. Well, you know, this is their big, this is where they get their business from, right? Yeah. This is where all the shops, your local shop most likely goes to PCA to buy for the year.
Yeah.
So these guys are out there selling, and we come along and we're trying to tell stories and hear about them. And most of them, you know, they like to see us because they know that it's part of their business that you guys listen to us. This guy, you know, I don't know that he knew who we were, but he definitely wanted to talk to us. So
yeah, he made really us cool. feel like we were, you know, pretty happy to see us. But
and
anyway,
then he got to talking to you.
Yeah, and then,
yeah,
it was
and then he got to talking to me.
There. Was, yeah. Then he was like, how do I get rid of these guys? Know.
But yeah, when we come back from break, we're going to go over a couple more cigars, and we'll be right back after this.
Rolling clouds and crashing surf, iridescent dunes reflecting by the light of a rising glowing moon. Seashore mesmerizing, night breeze hypnotizing, we've come across these back roads none too soon. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. Open roads and open windows, my hand is yours forever, sweet love, our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And welcome back to Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We are the best thing on at 2 a.m. This is our smoke segments. We're going over Imami Cigars.
Yes.
And, man, we have just had so much fun.
So good, man.
So much fun. Amin and your team, thank you guys for getting us product and putting this together for us and helping us with this because we had a blast doing this one. We're going to go over, Rich is going to go over the Pompeii Rise of the Ash.
Double wrap torpedo. Yeah. We got the it's a 5.5x52 torpedo. The wrapper is what do you call it? A barber pole. It had the Maduro and natural wrap.
Yep.
And then the filler is a Balado Yapala. Seco is the Esteli Criollo. Ligero is a Jalapa Habano. So this thing was spicy. Had some a little bit of cedar, a little bit of woody flavor to it. This thing is right up my alley.
Yeah.
Excellent smoke in my opinion.
The back alley behind CVS.
Well, that one too. But
hey man, you got any good coupons?
It's only on Tuesdays, right?
Yeah. So yeah.
What time?
All right. So what, Mike, what'd you think about this one?
I captured a little bit of subtle spice kind of up front for this. You know, this was the only one that I had just a touch of construction issues, just a few touch ups. I mean, nothing, barely even worth mentioning.
cashews. But you're doing it. Yeah.
I am.
It's probably, you probably smoke it too fast.
Just get out.
And I think it's just, they set their own bar so high. It's like, well, which one of these things is not like the others? But, you know, kind of cashews, hints of cedar, you know, a little bit of spruce on the retrohale for me. This was a super solid, you know, product all the way around.
This thing was packed full of flavor. I mean, absolutely packed. And it, what was interesting to me is I'm not a barber pole guy.
Yeah. Same.
Because it's really hard to get those flavors to be consistent. The wrappers that you choose have to pair well. It's not just this color looks good with this color. And I feel like a lot of cigar manufacturers get that part wrong.
Well, I think for me also not being a normal fan of the barber pole style, it's like it's this switch where the flavor
right.
profiles are off and on and off and on, real sharp changes in the smoking experience all the way through. And I think they absolutely nailed it down with the blending piece, which to me makes a lot more sense. From people that blend cigars, you think that, you know, this kind of harsh switch wouldn't be there with barber poles, and I, you know, obviously taste is subjective, but
right,
there's people out there that like it, but this thing just lines up and flavor is cohesive all the way through.
It's a strike.
You don't get that
they bold the
sharp change.
One.
yeah,
hands down, love this cigar. I'll give it a 4.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Magnificent.
So up next, I'm going to tell you guys about the Komodo series. This is the Komodo series. I'm going to butcher this word so bad.
Komodo.
Mordendura. Mordendura.
No.
Vanilla.
Not even close. Yeah.
How do you say this?
You half a country right there on.
Well, I mean, that's fine. This thing is a Churchill size cigar, okay? So 7x50. Right.
Thank you for getting the English word.
And it's a Maduro. That's right. So the wrapper is a San Andreas Maduro. The filler is Esteli Condega.
Very good.
And the Seco is Jalapa. And the binder is Habano. And Lajero is Esteli. This cigar, let me just preface it. Churchill's not my size.
Not my size.
Either. Not my size. But like I said earlier, the 48 to 50 is my cruising altitude. If I can get them in that ring gauge, I'll smoke them. But this thing.
Is that your altitude or your square footage?
It could be my square footage. What's 7x50 square footage, you know?
Yeah. Oh, Lord.
Chaos.
Yeah, right. This was my favorite cigar in the line. When we were at the Premium Cigar Association trade show, gave me a one of these and one of these that is a Triple Lajero Connecticut.
Huh.
And dear God, that Triple Lajero Connecticut is really close to being one of my top 5 cigars that I've had in a long time.
Wow.
That cigar is fantastic, and I will take a box.
That's high praise.
Yes, absolutely.
From somebody that likes everything.
I know. I know. I don't like everything.
Ooh, is that a cigar?
Yeah. What you got there?
I'll rate it a 5.
Yeah.
Smell like pina colada.
So, but no, this Maduro, it was like punchy and real earthy, subtle sweet hints, little cocoa. Like, man, it was just on point the whole time. What'd you think?
Okay, so I really...
I'm leaving.
Here we go.
No, I really enjoyed it. I don't know that I would rate it up there like as the best of the best. I like the cigar.
That's not what I said about this. I said that about the Connecticut version.
The Connecticut I haven't had, so I can't talk about it.
Connecticut version, which he didn't.
I think this one was not as bold as I thought it was going to be, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
I thought it was good. It was solid. It was consistent. But my expectations were like, this is really going to be like, you know, the Komodo dragon.
Yeah.
It's going to, you know, take you down. And
I love the tail on the the head of it, yeah, too.
But I, you know,
you
but
feel
I
like
just,
a stick of dynamite.
The fuse.
Yeah.
But I like I said, I enjoyed it, but didn't feel like it was what I was expecting.
Yeah.
Along the lines with Rich here, rather, I think they're a product of their own success with this smoke. I think the Komodo was great. I think I would lean more into the Victoria or the Petra. I think that those definitely wowed me more than the Komodo did.
100%.
Solid, solid smoke.
Definitely.
Anything that talks about like the venom, right? Venenoso.
Yeah.
I definitely have high expectations for. Still bulletproof construction. Yeah. Had no issues with this thing.
I did not have to touch it. Right? Did not have to relight it. No. Did not have to nothing.
Because we have the opportunity to smoke so many cigars, we also get the opportunity to kind of pick them apart.
And you were
bit.
Talking right. about the size of Churchill. I get a little fatigued.
Commitment.
Yeah. As fast I mean, as you smoke?
Well, you know, you say that. You say that. But it took me almost 10 minutes to finish
the
this.
The earth and earth, dude. Yeah.
That's good.
Like that. That's really good.
That's good. That's good. I think I smoked this thing for like an hour and a half.
No, no canoeing issues.
Yeah, no right, canoeing no issues. But overall, no, what are we good. Gonna what are we gonna give her there? We'll give it a 4.
Yeah. Solid line.
Yeah.
All the way across.
Yeah.
Magnificent.
I think solid's an understatement.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Really well, great yeah. product line all the way across.
Yes. Yeah. These guys are gonna do very well. Very well, especially with the. You know, online presence.
It'll and, be even and better in if store. They send us more boxes.
Yes. Yeah, send us more boxes for sure.
Petra's, well, please.
That's right. So thanks to my co-host today, good old boy Benjamin.
Smoke them if you got them, kids.
And good old boy Mike.
Hey, thanks for joining us on this episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. Check out our back catalog, which is stocked full of plenty of things where Barger screws up.
Facts.
I will ask you to and your join us being. Once again and to keep on sipping.
Rich?
Hey, just, you know, don't take our word for it. Go out and try it for yourself, man.
That's right. Please go try these for yourself. If you find Imami cigars in a store,
give them to us.
Ask for them. Tell your shop owners. Tell your shop owners that you want them to carry these cigars.
Go directly to their website.
One thing I found really interesting is that, you know, these guys they've not picked up a lot of distribution yet. So,
no.
You know, I mean, it was really cool. You can buy from them direct. But, you know, I would definitely say that don't be afraid to tell your retailer, say, why don't you have this in the humidor, man? Yeah, for sure.
All right. Well, the court leaves this chair now. Is that? This is good old boy Barger telling y'all to keep on smoking.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap.
Room. The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @sipsudsandsmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions, and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
This has been a One Tan Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.